We've come back from dinner. We had an amazing meal together. And you suggest that I take a shower. When I come out of the shower, I leave the bathroom and laid out on the bed. It's a very sexy outfit. I assume it's what you want me to wear for the evening, so I quickly drop my towel and slip on the things that you've laid out for me. I notice the theme that everything's red. I know how much you love the way that color looks against my skin. I sit on the bed and slide the red fishnet stockings up my thighs, making sure to straighten out the lace at the top. I slip on the garter, attach it to the stockings. There's a red satin corset. I wrap it around my body and it's made for me to cinch on my own. I pull it tight around my waist, loving the way it feels. It's like a constant reminder of your hands on my waist. The last thing on the bed is a pair of upper-length red satin gloves. I slide them on up my arms. I know there must be a sexy pair of high heels somewhere, and I'm not disappointed when I look over at the full-length mirror on the wall. It's my favorite pair of candy apple red Christian Louboutin 5-inch heels. I know why you put them in front of the mirror. You wanted me to see myself. You wanted me to see what a complete and total sexy whore I am for you. I walk over to the mirror and look at my reflection. I love the way I look. I feel so submissive. I slide my feet into the heels and turn around and look over my shoulder, loving the way the stockings look on my legs. The way the garters frame my ass and my pussy. The heels are just the perfect finishing touch. I walk into the bathroom and fix my hair, put on some makeup, when I'm satisfied that I look perfectly fuckable, I leave the bathroom in search of finding you. It doesn't take long. I step out of the bedroom and in the small little sitting area, you're sitting on the couch, still wearing your suit. The top few buttons undone, your tie loose. One foot propped up on the marble coffee table. You have one hand resting over the top of your drink, sitting on the end table. I can only guess it's a single malt or your favorite whiskey. You're aimlessly stroking the rim of the glass with your finger. I don't know why that turns me on so much. It just reminds me of the way that you play with my clit. I move into the room and I stand before you on the other side of the coffee table. You don't look up at me. You don't acknowledge that I'm there. You just ignore me. You know what that does to me. It's the start of you taking complete control of me. A few moments pass by and you utter one command. Sit. I move to the large oversized chair that's perpendicular to the couch and sit down on the edge. I'm about to cross my legs and I feel a sharp swat on my thigh. I hadn't noticed, but you had a rotting crop in your hand and you smacked me with it. My brown eyes fly to yours and you smile at me. You tell me you have a present for me. At first I think it's the crop. But then you place a small box in front of me, wrapped up in pretty red wrapping paper. At first I immediately want to open it, but I know I need to wait for you to tell me what to do. You glide the crop along my thigh and whisper, "Good girl." And then you tell me I may open my present. I quickly open it and inside is just a plain brown box. I open the lid and gasp when I see what's inside. It's a dildo with a suction cup on the end. You tell me to take it out. When I do, you quickly toss the box to the side. You watch transfixed as you see it in my red satin gloved hands. You ask me if I like it. I look over at you and nod my head. "Yes, sir." You slide that riding crop down the front of my knee, down the front of my leg, back up again, teasing me. You tell me to stick my toy to the coffee table. I reach forward with both hands and press it onto the table. I let it go and sit back a little, and it's obscene the way it sticks up. But when I see it, all I can think about is getting it inside me and riding it. You smile. You know me too well. You know exactly what I'm thinking. You move the crop up my leg again, up my arm, under my chin. You tilt my head up. You tell me to suck it. I lean forward. I start to use my hands to brace myself, and you flick that crop against my skin. I hear you tell me, "No hands." You say, "In fact, put your hands behind your back." I quickly obey and lean forward and lick the tip with my tongue, swirling it around the ridge. Loving that you're watching me. It turns me on so fucking much when you make me act like this. I open my mouth and suck the head in. Loving the feel of it on my tongue. You lean forward. I feel your hand in my hair. You grab a fistful and you push my mouth down. You grab my hair and pull my head back up. Then back down. Over and over. You lean towards me and whisper in my ear. What a good cocksucking little whore I am. I can tell you're enjoying it, watching me, making me, hearing me, gag and choke, trying to swallow it all. Finally, you yank my head up and pull me towards your face. You kiss me hard. I suck your tongue into my mouth. You pull my head back, breaking the kiss. Still holding my hair, you pull my body up. You tell me to straddle it. I position my body above it, holding that cock up with one hand. I rub the head back and forth on my slit. My pussy's so fucking wet. You let go of my hair and come and stand up behind me. Your hands are on my shoulders, holding me above it. I look up at you. Your hands flatten on my shoulders and you... Oh, God, you push me down. That big cock fills me up. Oh, God. You sit down in the chair behind me. You sit back. I can hear the riding crop gently slapping your thigh. You know what I want. You know what I need. As if reading my mind, you... You trace it over my ass, up my spine, teasing me. I hear you. You say, tell me what you want. I start to turn to look at you and you swap my ass. You tell me not to look at you. Just tell you what I want. Spank me, sir. Please. Please spank me. You ask me why. I start to ride that cock. You know why, sir? I'm such a bad girl. You swat me with that crap over and over again on my ass. To the other. Telling me faster. Deeper. Fuck.
harder. You tell me not to come. Please. Please, sir. Please, can I come? Please. Swat me again. Emphasizing your words. No. Not until you tell me I can come. You turn the writing crop over in your hand, and I can feel you drag the handle up between my ass. Oh, fuck. No. You start to nudge my tight little ass as I ride it up and down. Fuck. Please. No, please let your dirty girl come. You flip it around and smack me again. I'm startled when there's a knock at the door. You push me down hard on that cock. Lean over and whisper in my ear. Don't you fucking move. I look at you, pleading with my eyes. No. Please don't answer the door. No. No. My face turns bright red. I know how much it turns you on to see me blush for you. Oh, God. You open the door and it's room service. The way the door is positioned, unless the attendant comes in, he can't see me. I'm looking at you and begging you with my eyes, please. No. No. You just smile. Love seeing that flush of red from the tops of my breasts all the way up my face. Oh. You tell him to come in. My heart's pounding. Oh my God, someone's gonna see me like this. At first, the attendant doesn't look at me. I'm hoping that he's just gonna look for a tip and leave. I see him set down a tray on the table that's close to the door. There's a champagne bottle and a bowl of strawberries. You pull out money to tip him, and I think he's gonna turn and leave. I'm hoping you just wanted to see me embarrassed, and just before the door closes, you hear you ask him to do you a favor. I'm frozen where I am. I can't move. Please. Please, I think to myself, please don't make him come back. I watch in slow motion as you throw the door completely open. He can't help but turn and look at me. I look down. I can't meet your eyes. But I look up again when I hear you offer him $100 to let me suck his cock. I look up and his mouth is open. He's stunned. He doesn't know what to do. I'm hoping he's so embarrassed he'll just leave. But he reaches out and he takes the money. He walks towards me. I can see you following him. I hear him say, Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck yes, she can suck my cock. He moves to stand in front of the coffee table and undoes his uniform. He pulls his cock out and starts to stroke it to get it hard. You take your seat back again behind me. I don't know what to do. I'm frozen in place. You slide forward in the seat, pressing your body against me from behind, that cock still in my pussy. You grab my hair. You yank my head back so you can whisper in my ear. You know what to do, you little whore. Suck his fucking cock. Oh, God. You yank my head, I open my mouth, and I feel his cock fill me. He pumps that cock in and out of my mouth. You sit back, watching the view, watching me suck another man's cock for money. Now I can't help but start to bounce up and down on that cock in my pussy. I'm so lost in the sensation of having two cocks inside me. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I hear a zipper being undone. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I really snapped that crap out of my ass again. Suck his cock and make him come. You whisper in my ear, goading me on. That I feel. Your wet finger teasing my ass. Oh, God. I know what you're gonna do. I want it so bad. I pull my mouth off his cock and turn back to look at you. Please, sir. Fuck your little girl in the ass. Please. You swat my ass again. You push my head towards his cock again. And then I feel you behind me. You position the head of your cock right at my ass. You grab my hips and pull me above that cock in my pussy a little, so you can work your cock up inside me. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes. I'm so full of cock. Just like a horse should be. Yes. Oh, yeah. The two of you rock me back and forth. No, you can tell. The room service attendant's getting close. He grabs my head. He pushes that cock in my mouth. I feel you. Shove that cockaloo up my ass. Oh, God. Yeah. The attendant starts to come, flooding my mouth with his cream. You reach around me. You flick my cunt with your finger. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, oh. Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah. Oh, fuck. He grabbed me by the throat. You make me look up at him. You whisper in my ear. Swallow his gum. Show him. I look in his eyes. Show him. It's come in my mouth. And I swallow it all. Fuck. Licking my lips. I don't see you, but you nod your head at him to leave. Suddenly he takes the money and walks away. Closes the door. You push me down. So my face is on the coffee table. The cold marble against my skin. Oh, God. You grab my hips. You start pounding my... Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Harder, sir. Please. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck your little girl. Yes. Fuck my ass. Fuck my ass. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I reach back. My red gloves on my ass. I spread my ass wide for you. Looking back at you. That's it. That's it. Oh, yes, sir. Give it to me. Stuff all that cock in my ass. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Deeper. Deeper. Harder. Oh, yeah. Take what belongs to you. It's yours. It's your ass. Harder. Yeah. Make it hurt. Show me how it belongs to you. Yeah. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. No. Oh, fuck. You feel my ass. Tightening around your cock. In the moment you think about all the dirty fucking things I do for you, you can't hold back. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, flood my ass with that cum. Fill me up. I can feel it inside me. Feel you shooting all that cum deep in my ass. Fuck. You push balls deep up my ass, holding me there. Loving the sight of your dirty fucking cunt gripping the coffee table, your cock in her ass. And you slowly pull your cock out, making me feel every inch. I lift my head and turn back to look at you. I bite my bottom lip. Thank you, sir. You stand up. You move away from the table and the chair, and you tell me to get on my knees. Crawl to the bed. I slide above that cock in my pussy. Before I start to move, you swat my ass with that crop again. You tell me not to move. I look back at you, and you've straightened your pants. I watch as you reach in your pocket. You pull out a a steel butt plug. It's got a pretty red jewel on the end. You push it into my ass. You swat me with that crop one more time and tell me to move. You watch as I crawl across the floor to the bed. You slowly walking behind me. I crawl up onto the bed, and you slip my heels off. You pull back the covers and tell me to get in. I watch as you get undressed. You crawl into bed behind me. I feel your body press against mine from behind. You caress up and down my side, loving the way the satin corset feels against my skin. I slowly pull the upper gloves off and toss them to the floor. I feel your cock rubbing against my ass. You pull me hard against you, and you whisper in my ear that you're not done with me yet. You tell me that you plan to fuck my ass a few more times through the night. And every time you do, you're gonna pull that plug out and put it in my mouth. Fuck me in the ass until you come. And then put the plug back. I groan at the thought. I turn towards you, kiss you on the lips. And tell you, I love the way you use me, sir. For the rest of the night, that's exactly what you do to me.
Whenever the mood strikes you, you wake up. You pull that plug from my ass and fuck me again. Making me beg for it. Making me plead for more of your cum in my ass. I lost count of how many times you violated me throughout the night. I just know in the morning I'm sore. We pack up our things and get ready to leave the hotel. And as we're walking across the hotel lobby, you squeeze my hand to get my attention. I look up in the direction that you're looking, and there's the room service attendant from the night before. And I quickly look away. But you love the blush of red on my face. It reminds you of all the red I had on last night. And reminds you of what a dirty fucking whore I am for you. And how much I get off on it.